It's definitely a warm welcome. Some of the windows are open. Please don't laugh. It does encourage. I said to Amy a few weeks ago, the last baptisms that we had were outside on the lawn. Where would she like the pool to be located? It's amazing seeing it absolutely full. And lots of full faces, it's great. But Amy wisely chose to have the baptism inside. Safer, warmer. I love baptisms. There's something in me that when I'm in a baptism, it makes me want to jump in the water again and again and again. Such a wonderful picture, isn't it, what the Lord's done. I like to think that with baptisms in church, it's a sign of life, but actually it's a sign of death. Roger read those verses out earlier on. It's a sign of death and burial and resurrection. We mustn't forget that, of what the Lord has done for us. I want to read you some verses. You don't need to turn there. Just in the book of Exodus. And these are just little thoughts and pictures about baptism. This is God speaking to Moses. He says this in chapter 30, verse 17. He says, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'You shall make a laver of bronze, with its base also of bronze for washing. You shall pit it between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar. And you shall put water in it, for Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet in the water from it, when they go in between the tabernacle of meeting and when they come near the altar.'" And the verses go on. This morning I just very simply want to say about three places, and very important places. I have some slides or some pictures on the hopefully this works. Right, here's a tent. I want to talk about three really important things this morning. One is about a tent, which is the tent of meeting. See if this works. Look at that, wow. Here's the next one. In the middle is the laver, the basin of bronze. That's for washing. And the third one is the altar. I just want to talk about three very simple. There's the basin there for washing. Back to the beginning. I want to just, I realised that in the last couple of weeks ago, Amy chose a song on a Sunday morning. Don't want to embarrass you, Amy. Brilliant song, "In Christ Alone." On a Sunday morning, we sung it 2 weeks ago. And in the song it says these words: "In Christ alone my hope is found." I just want to say what you find when you come to this tent of meeting. My first thing is you find hope. You know that Amy's found hope. All that have been baptised in here this morning, you found that amazing living hope. Isn't that wonderful? Here's what else you find. You find God's presence. One of the most important things that you'll find in this tent of meeting is His wonderful presence. And I believe that Amy in the last, I don't know if it's in the last year, that she came to a place like, I trust all of us, so if you haven't, you can come to this place this morning. You can come to this tent of meeting. It's where you meet your wonderful Saviour. I know it's very simple, but it's the wonderful gospel. This tent is incredible. It's a tent where Amy has come to recently in her life, where she's decided she wants to follow the Lord Jesus. And at that tent is where the Lord, our Saviour, meets us. Wonderful. What else do you find? I believe that you find a brokenness. I don't believe that you just come and you find this wonderful happiness, beautiful clouds and all the pictures and all that. You find a brokenness where you realise what you've done and what the Lord's done for you. brokenness. What else do you find at the tent of meeting? Recognition of sins, of your past life. I hope these ring true as I say them. The next one you find is trust. You find that it's a new relationship with the Lord Jesus in the tent of meeting. Trust. You find faith, such an important ingredient in baptism, in coming to the Lord, is that you have to take steps of faith. And as I look out, I'm not sure if all the young people are in here, they're probably out helping. But can I just say, take that step of faith. It's such a wonderful step to take. What else is there? You find love. I believe, and Amy can smile, you can frown, but you find love when you meet the Lord Jesus. Not just the love that you have within your family and friends, so much more deeper. It's the Saviour's love for us. Moving on, my next thing is water. Now, there was a picture of the basin, the lake of water. It's the only illustration I could find. But this here, there's nothing special in this water, but the significance of it, of what's been going on in Amy's life inside, is so important and key. She's going for a dip, and that word is a great meaning for baptism, that immersion. It's going for a dip, all your sins being washed away. What do you find at the place of washing? You find death, burial of the old life, and you find a raising to new life. Something else that you find, and what's so important about this morning, is it's a declaration to all. It's Amy publicly saying what the Lord has done in her life, and that she's deciding to follow Jesus. It's a declaration to all who are gathered here this morning, friends, family, church members. Wonderful, isn't it? What else do you find in the water? You find repentance. Such a key ingredient. There has to be a repentant heart. And I believe that's so with Amy this morning. Repentance and faith. And the receiving of the Holy Spirit. If you just seek this as just an ordinance of the outward, you're missing something. There's something that your heart longs to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the helper, the comforter, the one that just keeps revealing Jesus each day and every day of your life. My next one is the altar. What do you find at the altar? I find that it's all about an offering. We've seen that chorus. This is our God, the servant King, who calls us now to follow him and give our lives as a daily offering. One thing I would say, that after baptism, there's something that has to grow in your lives that becomes a daily offering to the Lord Jesus. Luke tells us that we should take up our cross daily. He's the only one that says it. Daily. So at the altar we find an offering. Bought with the precious blood. In the song that was chosen a few weeks ago, it says this. In Christ alone, the cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. Looking for my verse, says about the precious blood. Excuse me for the pause. Anyway, it talks about the precious blood. Where I find it no time. But it's the place of the altar where you find his precious blood that's for us. And this is at the altar. What else is it? The daily laying down of our lives. And I was thinking about the word altar. I just wanted to add a few letters on the end of it. Altering. When you come to the altar, there will be an altering. Very simple. I'm a simple person. It worked for me. But there will be an altering. When we come to that altar, something I trust that will happen in the life of Amy, which I know well, and many others, and even those this morning who are thinking about being baptised, if you come to this place, there will be an altering. There will be an absolute change of direction. All I can remember of growing up is, it wasn't here, but it was somewhere else, but always wanted to be very close to the water as a kid. I was a little bit naughty. I was wanting to kind of dip my toe in, and and then you'd always be pushed back. But there was something I always remember about baptism, is that after the baptism happened, we always sung that chorus, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Something that just stayed inside of me. I have decided to follow Jesus. You know, in the decision that you make to decide Him, the Lord's already there. You know that He's prepared things in your heart, and He's prepared, and His arms are so wide open to embrace and to have you. May it be a challenge this morning. But if you follow Jesus, there must be a daily offering of your heart. Let me read these verses to you. This is something that will happen as you grow in the Lord and take further steps. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, it says this, or 26, For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You know that put on Christ is such a brilliant picture of a garment. I believe that when you make that choice and decision to follow Him, there is a garment, and I think the actual description is that you almost step into the garment and you put it on. Isn't that a wonderful picture? In other words, you're clothed with the garment. Isn't that a wonderful truth? Do you have that garment on this morning? Put on Christ. Clothe yourself in Him. Here's my next little portion of scripture. This is Paul telling about his own testimony. He talks about this man, Ananias. Acts 22. It says this, then a certain Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good testimony with all the Jews who dwell there, came to me and stood and said to me, Brother Saul, that's his name before Paul, receive your sight. And at the same hour, I looked up at him. He found his sight. For you will be, and then he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know his will. So you get this sight. Then you know his will and see the just one and hear the voice. Another thing, things will be absolutely awakened, I believe, as you step out in faith and walk with the Lord. Things will become illuminated with the help of the Holy Spirit. And the next one. And you will be a witness. Such an important part of our lives in Christ is that we should be a witness. To friends, colleagues, family. Such an incredible privilege. Next verse. This is the key verse. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. I'd like to challenge this morning and say, what hinders you? It's a clear question, isn't it? There may be many here that have been baptized many, many years ago, but I think the message this morning is there is still the washing and there's still the altar that's there for our lives to come each day. And if you haven't been baptized, may it just this morning, something just poke into the depths of your heart to say, why not? What hinders me? Wonderful. I cheated this morning and I got pictures down here, but I did bring a prop. Can you just remember this morning by this? It's my tent. I couldn't bring in the altar and I couldn't bring in the laver, the basin. But can you just remember something this morning of the tent? I just want to challenge you this morning that there is an incredible tent of meeting where you find the Lord Jesus, our Saviour. Isn't it wonderful? Amy, keep going on. Keep taking those wonderful steps in the Saviour's love. When you asked for that song those weeks, a couple of weeks ago, there was something that just rose in my heart to say, thank you, Lord. She's found that hope. She's found a Saviour. If you can say that this morning, by the hope that's in you, it will generate a question for those that are around you, and that's in Scripture. Your hope will generate a question for the unbeliever. So wherever you go today or in the week, by this public declaration this morning of a baptism, I believe that the hope that's shown, it will generate a question. Maybe a question in a family member, maybe a brother, maybe a sister. But it will, someone will see the hope that's in you. And they will ask, what is it? Why is she so different? Why is he like he is? Why does he not react like I would react? It's because the wonderful Saviour lives in our heart and wants to live out this life within us. I'm very challenged this morning. I always get challenged at baptisms, and I said right at the beginning, I always just want to plunge myself in the water. If I take 3 steps backwards, I could do that. I'm holding on to this, because I know if I start to wander, that may happen. But there is something wonderful about it, isn't there, today? It's not just life that you get, but it's death, burial, and resurrection. He's our wonderful Saviour. And I purposely put this picture up of a tent that you could look at and say, wow, look at the state of that. It's a bit raggedy, it's a bit old. But I put it up there because I realised that you have to come as you are. You've got to come as you are. Mustn't conform to what you think people would like to see you like and to act like. You have to come as yourself. If that's someone that's a bit unsure, shy, nervous, come as you are. Come to that tent of meeting, and I wholeheartedly would say that the Lord's presence is there, and he wants to indwell you, he wants to live inside of you. That's just not big spiritual words. It's the very thing that we act out in our lives, and we know. And I'm just so encouraged that Amy this morning is taking that plunge, literally. That incredible dip into the water that really just signifies what has been going on in the very depths of her. And she will be part of the body here, the church, the Lord's church. Wonderful Saviour. Well, I'm coming to the end. I've finished early. I know we have a tight schedule. A big format ahead. But the Lord wants our hearts this morning, doesn't he? I know that there may be people thinking, maybe it's time to take that dip. You don't need to do it now. I'm sure the water is warm, and there's many people here, but may it just stir something in the heart this morning. If the Lord has met you in that tent of meeting, don't ignore it. What hinders you? Ananias said to Paul, get on with it. Wonderful truth.